We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, the former defensive tackle for the Green Bay Packers, our good buddy Mike Daniels is joining us on the line. Mike, how you been?
I've been great, Bill. How are you, man? I tell you, it's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you too, man. I know you didn't want to leave Green Bay, and last year was a little bit of an injury, plague season. So you're back at it. Now, how you feeling? Are you back healthy and ready to go?
Oh, man, I feel amazing. You know, I feel amazing, man. And that's why I've been putting up I've been making sure I try to put up videos to kind of show – you know, a bunch of the younger athletes and a lot of my fans, a lot of fans are peeping to my window. You know, I do a lot of talking, but I figured it'd be good for me to finally show why and why I feel so confident because of how I work. You know, then also show a lot of the younger guys in the league and other guys that are dealing with injuries. Like, just because you get knocked down, you don't just lay down and take it. You don't give up. Oh, whoa.
Right.
I mean, you get back up and you train your butt off. Even if the gyms are closed, you know, you find a way and you make it happen.
So You're getting back after it. You're trying to kind of latch on. So let me ask you this: what are you hearing right now? Because I know your agent's out trying to get you, you know, work and trying to find a team that may fit. And so, what are you hearing right now? You just kind of waiting to see, when and if camps open?
Yeah, that's kind of what's going on right now. And even if you look across the league, there's a lot of really good players and quality free agents out there who are still at home because of the current situation. You know, All the facilities are closed. So you can't really bring guys in to get physical. So that's kind of what's really holding a lot of things back. And I'm just, you know, one of the many guys who's sitting back waiting for this all to blow over, to see where when teams start opening things back up.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Once all this blows, I mean, now how do you go about this? Because if you're a player that's waiting for a team to sign with, are you still in the Players Association, or until you latch on with another team? How does that work? Are you still with them?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, you're part of the association, for life, and then that's when you go and help the younger guys out, you know, once you're done playing and everything. So,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely part of it all.
So, I guess the next question is, do you guys kind of see light at the end of the tunnel, or are you just in limbo like everybody else waiting for this thing to pass, and then we'll all just figure out, you know, kind of let the chips fall where they may when it comes to an NFL season?
Well, quite frankly, that's just that's what it is. You know, there's light at the end of the tunnel for everybody. This is typical free agency stuff, and just with the current situation, like I said, is all the buildings are closed. You know, I mean, you saw the draft. Everybody did the
yeah.
Goodell was at his own library there doing it. So
right.
That puts a halt to everything. And once again, like guys that have dealt with an injury, you know, the teams want to bring you in and actually let their guys see you themselves. And, well, without that, I mean, you look at a guy like Cam Newton, who's NFL MVP, hasn't even been picked up yet. And you know as well as I know, there's some particular teams that could definitely use a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. Here's the other question I have for you. You look over the fence, you look into Green Bay. Green Bay's draft was different and shocked a lot of people by taking Jordan Love. As a guy that's been in a locker room, when they draft, and you're entrenched, man, but when they draft somebody for your position, how do you take that?
You just come and show up to work like any other day. That's just what it is. You know, it's a business. It's a business.
Yeah.
You come up and show the work.
So do you, I mean, because obviously you don't have animosity against the guy that was drafted. You didn't, you know, he didn't have any say as to where he was going. It was just he was picked up by the team. Do you feel anything towards, say, your coach or towards management? Because we're trying to figure out how Aaron Rodgers is going to respond to all of this. Everybody wants to make something more out of it than maybe it is. And I, you know Aaron better than I do. I mean, this is a guy that's always taken on the challenges and pretty much succeeded when it came to that. So I don't think he's going to play any different. I don't think he's going to start demanding he wants out or anything like that. I think he's just going to take it as a, hey, I got to go in, I got to work hard and do my thing, right?
Well, me personally, I've seen guys draft in my position the whole time I was there. And whether they were drafted in the first round, fourth round, third round, fifth round, it didn't matter. The one thing I always heard was, man, we finally got some more size. You know what I'm saying? So that's a direct shot at me being short. You know what I mean? And
right.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter what I did. It was like, oh, man, we finally got like a guy that's got good size or whatever. Or, hey, we bought a guy in. There's a first-round pick. Man, he should really come in and do some things, you know. So all you do is just show up and work. You show up and work. I managed to, you know, do what I had to do for 7 years there. And now, you know, I move, you know, we obviously team want to go a different direction. Now, you know, I'm waiting to see where I'm at now. But, you know, that's just the business. You're going to have guys bought in at your position. And like I said, you go down, you know, Dayton Jones, first runner, Josh Boyd, big guy, you know, obviously Kenny Clark, you know, phenomenal player, and Montrevious Adams, tall guy. You know, I mean, it's a bunch of them, man.
Right.
You know, Kyrie Thornton, you know, all guys that are bigger than me, taller, longer, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, that's just the business. You know, they draft your position, they don't, it doesn't matter. You got to show up and work no matter what.
So, let me ask you this. Would you go, if the Packers called, would you want to go back?
Hey, man, it's business, baby. You know, if just like when I got released, I'll go back because that's just the business. That's how it works.
You obviously have fond memories, though, right, of Green Bay?
Oh, man, yeah. That's my second home, you know. I got New Jersey, got Iowa, I got Green Bay, you know. And,
yeah.
I mean, I spent my whole career there. You know, except for 1 year.
Yeah.
Now, this next one, which is still up in there, we don't know. But, you know, the fans there were very just awesome. We know that. And, I mean, that's part of the reason why I started putting out all the videos, because I feel like I didn't really allow the fans to see into what I do to get ready for the season. You know, why is Mike Daniels so boisterous? Why is he so confident and loud? Well, because I trust and believe in the hard work and the training that I do in. Now I want to show my fans that, hey, because I know I still have a lot of people rooting for me in Green Bay. You know, a couple people even bought Lions jerseys, and I really appreciated that. You know, I always appreciate the love, and fans are fans for life. I mean, you see Green Bay fans talking to guys who retired and things like that, and I just really appreciate the love and support. So that's absolutely something I do.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering if something, because I mean, obviously they need some defensive front help. Talk about playing next to a guy like Kenny Clark, because there's a lot of discussion about whether or not Kenny Clark should have been in the Pro Bowl. And I've thought Kenny Clark, I've watched him kind of grow, because when he stood next to you at that first training camp he had, I thought, oh my God, that guy's undersized, he's small, but he has proven me wrong at every turn. He has been a tremendous asset for that team.
Hey, Kenny's a phenomenal person, a great player. I mean, that's my little brother for life, man. You know, I still text with him a lot and whatnot, and that's my little brother, man. I definitely had nothing but fond memories hanging with him and playing with him, and same with all the other guys there, man. You know, it was definitely a great locker room, and, you know, he's a really good player, man. Very proud of him, very proud of him. And, shoot, we get a chance to play next to each other again. Hey, we did a lot of good together before, so.
Yeah.
But you just never know. You never know.
Yep. With the state that things are in right now, it's like you said, you just never know. You never know where it's going to end up. So let me ask you this: what are you doing right now to just kind of? You obviously you're putting out the videos to show that you're rehabbed, you're healthy, you're ready to go. But how difficult is this, because you don't have access to facilities, you don't have access to regular gyms, you're doing a lot of stuff at home? How difficult has it been for you?
Oh, it's actually been fairly easy for me. You know, I'm a workout guy. I love the gym. I'm always working. That's just who I am. That's what I'm all about. And my when I got noticed that, or got worried rather that, hey, you know, Michigan may be shutting down, I started ordering a bunch of equipment. I said, all right, well, I'm going to have to work out at home now. Got to work out at home, and that's all. That's perfect. That's good. You know, I don't have to leave the house now. I can just do what I love to do and do it at home. You know, I've been got all my equipment. I'm in my gym. My gym. Wow, my basement is a gym now.
Yeah.
Period. You know,
well,
so,
a lot of us are.
Yeah. My garage. So that's what it's all about. I'm really, really, really excited. I love waking up every day. I thank God. First of all, I wake up every day, and then all I gotta do is go right down the basement or go in my backyard and just get to work.
Talking with Mike Daniels, former defensive end for the Green Bay Packers. So, Mike, I mean, are you talking to other guys? Are they all just kind of trying to figure it out? Everybody just doing their own thing right now?
Yeah. You know, from the couple guys I heard of, it has been quite a challenge, especially because a lot of the companies, they're all sold out because of the high demand from really the general public for building their home gyms. And a lot of people that are staying fit, I mean, if you've been following social media, fitness is really got a resurgence that it's had since like the 80s, you know? So, yeah. You know, I know a lot of guys they're still waiting on equipment and stuff, and a lot of guys don't even have stuff. So I know a lot of people are struggling right now, and that's why I made sure I got on it fast, quick, and I can stay on top of my work the best I can. And that's what I'm showing, is that I'm fully dedicated to this process. You know,
I know that you
get healthy, getting better.
Yeah, I know you said you talked to Kenny still. You text back and forth. Are you still in contact with any of the other guys in the Packers locker room?
Oh yeah, those are my brothers over there. You know, I talked to Blake when he signed with the Giants. Definitely reached out to Dean, and you know those guys. I text with Preston a couple times. You know, really, this is good guys over there, man. Seriously. You know, Lane Taylor is like one of my best friends. Even the four guys who don't play there anymore, you know, Clay, Nick Perry, haha, you know, it's definitely a great group of guys. You know, and even on my way out, just it'd be hard for me to try to figure out the number of guys that didn't reach out to me, you know, when I got released. So
right.
It's just a really great locker room culture, a lot of great guys, and they do an awesome job bringing the right type of guys in.
What was it like playing, even though it was a brief amount of time, what was it like playing in Detroit?
It was definitely different, you know, playing in the dome. You know, I mean, you don't realize that you actually kind of miss playing out in the cold a little bit, but it was definitely different, you know what I mean? Different way of doing things, but at the end of the day, it's all football. It's all the NFL. I love playing ball, and wherever I'm at, I'm going to just give everything that I have.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. I love talking to you. Hopefully, we find your way back onto the program with us real soon. And best of luck, man, finding some work. And then once you do, once you get settled and you land, we'll get you back on, okay?
Thanks a bunch, Bill. I love looking forward to talking to you guys again once I, you know, figure where I'm at.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Stay safe.
Yep. Have a great one.
There you go. Mike Daniel, the former defensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, joining us for a couple of minutes. Always amped up, always ready to go, always energetic, always positive. Love talking to Mike. I tell you, one of the best conversations I ever had with him, we were in New York at the Sheraton Hotel for Super Bowl. And he was just walking around. That's when he first came into the league, and just wanted to walk around, and he wanted to see all sides of the business and just wanted to walk around and meet other players and talk to other players. And we had a great conversation, but that's all the time. The intensity, the upbeat, thankful for where I'm at, but it can always get better. I wish him nothing but the best of luck. Hang in. By the way, he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.